Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah is continue discussing the koi animal, which was a suffix. This koi was a suffix if it was a behemoth, a domestic animal, or a chaya, a wild animal. And in Mishnah Ches, we mentioned that in some ways it's like a behemoth, some ways like a chaya, some ways like neither, and some ways like both. So the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Yud, Ketzad Shavah LeBehema, in which ways is a Kai similar to Behema? Chelbay Aser Kechela Behema, the chel of the fat of this Kai is forbidden to eat, just like the fat of a Behema is forbidden to eat, as opposed to a Chaya, which is permitted. Ve'ein Chayavim Alav Karis, one who eats this fat, he's not going to be Chayav Karis like he would be for eating fat from a Behema, because it's only a suffix. The reason why he can't eat it is because it's a suffix. It's potentially a behema, but he's not going to be chayav karis or karban chatas because it's only a suffix that he has to be stringent in this area. Ve'ein nilkach b'kesef ma'aser lechel b'Yerushalayim. He cannot purchase a koi animal with ma'aser sheni money in Yerushalayim just to eat it as regular chulin. This was a gzeira that was made on behemis in Yerushalayim, that ma'aser sheni should not be used to purchase regular chulin animals, behemoth animals, to eat. Rather, behemoths should be purchased for the use of karbonis, and you should bring karbon shlamim with the ma'aser sheni. And that only applies to behemoths that were able to be brought as karbonis, that they couldn't be purchased for regular chulin, regular slaughtering and eating. But chayas, wild animals like deer that were not brought as karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, those, since they anyways couldn't be brought as karbanos, they were allowed to be purchased for regular eating, slaughtering and eating in Yerushalayim with ma'aser sheni money. The koi, since it's potentially behema, a suffix, so it could not be purchased with ma'aser sheni money in Yerushalayim. V'chai b'zroya u'l'chayayim v'keva, there's a achiv obligation to give the three parts of the animal that are always given by a behema to a kayan. These are the zraya, the front leg, l'chaim was the cheeks, and the keva was one of the stomachs of the animal. They have to be given to a kayan from a behema, as a kai as well, because of the potential that it is a behema. The Tanakhama actually has a drasha. The Rav brings he has a drasha from the pasuk. There's an extra ribui to include the kai. And Rabbi Eliezer Paiter. Rabbi Eliezer argues and he says that he's exempt from giving these parts of a kai to a kayan, shamaitzi mechaver alvaraya. Because when it comes to a monetary dispute, here it's a suffix, the halacha is hamaitzi mechaver alvaraya, the one who's coming to take away from the one who has possession of it already has to bring proof that it's his. The kayan would have to prove that this animal is a behema in order to be able to get these portions, and it's a suffix, he can't prove that, so it would remain in the hands of the owner of the kai. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ketzad Ein Shava Leila Chaya Leila Behema. In which ways is a Kai not similar, neither to a Chaya nor a Behema? So the Mishnah says, Asar Mishim Kalayim Im Chaya Im HaBehema. The Kai is forbidden to mate, to crossbreed, because of Kalayim issues. There's Kalayim problems of crossbreeding different species of animals. So the Kai is going to be forbidden to crossbreed both with a Chaya and a Behema. Regular chayas and behemoths are only forbidden to one, but to their own species it's permitted. The kai is aser to both chayas and behemoths. The Mishnah continues, another point where it differs from them is hakesev chayasei ubehemtei lebenoi leikasev lei esakai. The Rav brings two different understandings of this. The first understanding, he says, is someone who writes a document that's giving a matana to his son. And it's according to the first understanding, it's one document over here that he says, I'm giving all of my chayas and all my behemoths to my son. So in this case, he did not give over any koi animals that are in his possession, because what he's referring to is only those things that are definitely chayas and definitely behemoths. But he does not intend to give something that is questionable if it's a chay or behemoth. The second opinion the Rav brings from the Rambam, who explains that there's two different cases here. That if he writes, I'm giving all my chayas, that's one case, then he only gives his chayas and not the kai. And if he writes, I'm only giving my behemoths, then he's only giving his behemoths and not the kai. And kai is unique, that in both of these cases, the kai is not going to be given, whereas a chaya or a behema in one of these cases will be given over and one not. The kai is unique that in both of these cases, in a case where it was written I'm giving my chayas, and in a case where it's written I'm giving my behemoth, in both cases the kai will not be given. The next case of the Mishnah, Im Amar Harini Nazir Shezeh Chaya Ay Behemoth. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, I will be a Nazir if this Kai animal is a Chaya. Or, if he said a different thing, if he said, I will be a Nazir if this Kai is a Behemoth, so in both cases, Harehu Nazir, he's going to have to practice Naziris, and this is Misafik. Potentially, the Naziris was Chal, it took effect, and he's going to have to practice Nazir in both of these cases, as opposed to regular Chayas and regular Chayas or Behemoth. If he would say both of these phrases, only one phrase would cause him to have to practice Naziris, either Chaya or Behema, depending which one it is. But by a Kai, both of these phrases will obligate him, Misafik, to practice the Naziris. The mission continues, U'shar kol dvarav drachav shavim l'chaya u'behema. But in all other areas, the Kai is similar both to a Chaya and to a Behema. V'tan shchita kazeu kazeh needs to be slaughtered before eating, like both Chaya and Behema. And if the animal is killed without shchita, it will transmit a tumma of a nevela, of a dead animal body, like both a chaya and a behema. And there's the issue of eiver menachai eating a limb from a live animal, like both chaya and a behema, like both of them.